Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to The Passion Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Ken, doing a monologue of sorts. This week, I think I want to talk about profitability, making money, increasing your profits. So let me ask you, how much money would you like to make this year or next year? $100,000? $250,000? $500,000? $1 million? So how are you going to get there? How are you going to get there? What is your plan? And if you could create a mathematical formula that would equal or show your success, prove your success, what would that mathematical formula look like? Because I got the answer. But not yet. In order for you to be successful, to be profitable, the first thing you have to understand is what? You have got to understand your current situation. Because if you don't know, if you do not know where you are, then you don't know where you're going, and any road's gonna take you there. So first and foremost, you've got to understand your current situation. You've got to understand where you're at. You got to understand your numbers. You've got to know your numbers. So what are those numbers? Well, there's actually three formulas. When I pose the question to you about mathematical formula, what it looks like that would prove your success or identify your success factors, there's three formulas. First one, leads times conversion rate equals your clients or your customers. Okay, so that's the first formula. Leads times a conversion rate equals your clients or customers. What's the second? The second is clients or customers times an average sale times the number of sales equals your revenue. Did you get that? Let's go over it again. Clients, customers times an average sale times a number of sales equals your revenue. That's the second formula. And what's the third? Your revenue times your profit margin equals your profit. I'll say again. Your revenue times your profit margin equals your profit. Now you know what your revenue is, because that comes from the second formula. So what's the profit margin? How do you get that, Ken? Well, it's pretty simple. What you do is you total up all your expenses, you total up your gross sales, and you subtract your total expenses from your gross sales, and then divide that number by the gross sales, and that gives you a percentage. So you multiply, the third formula is revenue times profit margin equals your profit. And there you have it. If you know your numbers, you know these formulas, then you can predict your profitability. Now, I know you're probably driving in your car or you're on your computer screen. If you want to get a handle on your numbers and predict your profitability, I've done a lot of work for you. On my website, my-business-community.com, I have the E3C ROI Biz calculator that will help you predict your profitability. Just go to my-business-community.com, go to the Moving Your Business Forward section, look for resources, and it's the first on the top of the resources page. You'll find it right there. So I've done all the work for you. Encourage you. It's free. You don't have to go in and pay anything. Free access to that. So go ahead and have fun with that. So what you have to know, though, You have to know your numbers. You've got to know the number of leads, what your conversion rate is, what your average sale is, and your number of sales. And then you have to calculate your profit margin. So you do have to do some work, but if you have those numbers, then you can predict your profitability for the week, for the month, for the year, perhaps next year. So there you have it. Now you say, well, Ken, that's the formula, but you know, that's what to do, but how do you do it? I'll give you some clues. But let me ask you another question. I've given you the formula for success in your business. What is the first step? What's the first thing you have to do? I'll give you a couple. What, how much you need? 30 seconds? 60 seconds? Okay, the first step. Is it leads? Is it profit margin? Is it sales? What is it? What's the first thing you should do? You see this, you got the formula here. What do you do? Well, the first thing you want to do is take a look at your profit margin. That's your cash flow. And try to find out what can you do to reduce your expenses or control your cost. One idea that you might want to consider is looking at your expenses. Maybe doing some online presentations. I did a podcast on online presentations. If you do more online presentations, then in fact that can help reduce your travel expenses. You can be more effective and more efficient and a better time manager. That's one thing. So two ideas. One is start looking at your expenses and see where your money's going. The second thing is use technology. Do some online presentations to reduce your travel time and your travel cost. So that's the number one thing that you want to do. You want to take a look at your expenses, and that will have an impact on your profit margin, your profitability. What's the second thing? What's the next step you might want to take a look at? It's looking at your conversion rate. And that is proves how successful you are in converting those prospects, those suspects, into clients. So what would be a good strategy or idea to improve your conversion rate? Well, one is getting testimonials from your target market. If you got some testimonials from satisfied clients, that can help prove and increase your conversion rate. Okay, so what's next? You've controlled your expenses, managed your cost. The second thing is you've done the conversion rate. You've got some more testimonials. Okay, Ken, so genius, Ken, what's next? Well, the next thing you might want to do is not go out and get billboards and advertising. You might want to take a look at finding ways to increase your sales. What would be one example that one could use to increase their sales? Well, have you been to McDonald's? Now, when you walk in McDonald's, what is the first decision you have to make? Now, in the past in McDonald's, you could get a hamburger and get away with it, maybe orange soda, but that was way, way back, a long, long time ago. But what happens when you go to McDonald's now? You have to make a decision. On what meal do you want? What combo meal? And how many combo meals do they have? What, 10, 12, 15? And then after you order your combo meal, they used to say, do you want to supersize it? Do you want a large shake? And sometimes I actually give you the large portion of fries and bump you up on that average sale. Or do you want two apple pies for $1? You know, would you like a salad? That's a great example of how a company can improve their average sale by combining some products and services. Okay, what's the last thing? So we've covered these first steps. What's the last thing? What haven't we talked about? Well, we haven't talked about leads. Leads. A lot of times people go for the first thing, leads. But that's actually the last thing you want to do. So what would be one idea that one could use to improve their leads, Well, that could be what? Asking for referrals from your clients. How many times do you ask for referrals? Or do you ever ask for referrals? That is a gold mine. That's an excellent source of leads. Those clients, your customers are doing business with you. Why not ask them for referrals? And because that's going to help you improve your conversion rate, by the way, too. So, there you have it. That is the formula for success. That's that mathematical formula. So I encourage you to take a look at my-business-community.com. Look at that ERI calculator. Let me know how you're doing. And you're probably saying, you know, Ken, my business is different. Hey, that's just numbers. I don't like the quota stuff. That's too simple. Well, you know. Or you might say, I don't have time. You're going to spend a lot of time on your business if you don't get it in shape. And start getting down to setting sales goals and get back to the basics of business. And that is leads, conversion rate, sales, and profit margin. So there you have it. On the Passion Entrepreneur, Ken Brown. Until next time, stay profitable. Be profitable.